You're listening to SBS News.
Dundee is one of those places that impresses you at very first sight. It's built on the bank of Scotland's longest river, the Tay. And this city was once famous for processing jute, the kind of heavy fibre used to make rope, for its marmalade factories and for publishing. Jute, jam and journalism, they used to say. Well, today, the city's got a new specialism.
We have more computer games programmers per head of population than anywhere else in the world.
Dundee entrepreneur Chris van der Kuyl runs 4J Studios, renowned for developing Minecraft, the best-selling video game of all time. Chris is unsatisfied by the amount of policy detail he's seen on both sides of the independence debate, but he was irritated by the unionists campaigning when Scotland held its referendum in 2014.
I got really, really cheesed off as an entrepreneur. The better together message was, you can't do it. It's a scary thing. Don't take the risk. These are the worst things you can ever say to an entrepreneur.
Scottish youth seems less risk-averse than their parents. One opinion poll in October suggested nearly 80% of under 25-year-olds would support independence. But there are some places where this kind of enthusiasm is in much shorter supply. Places like Scotland's Northern Isles, which lie in the icy North Sea, up to 600 kilometres from Edinburgh. I'm flying to the Orkney Islands.
Growing up in an island community, the value of community is distilled upon you from a very young age.
21-year-old Jack Norcoy is the son of an Orkney fisherman, and we're taking refuge from the fierce wind in his dad's boat shed. And he tells me he wants Orkney to have more partnerships, not fewer.
Many people in Scotland view Brexit as this turning its back, which I sympathise with, but I see independence as a similar type of separation. So it doesn't make sense to me that those that believe in independence are willing to disregard one union in favour of another union.
The Orkneys are not the furthest away islands from the mainland, but they feel isolated and certainly remote from Edinburgh, the centre of Scottish politics.
So we're just crossing on a causeway to a tidal island.
Jack shows me the remains of a Viking settlement where archaeologists discovered a chapel for monks, some houses, and even a Norse steam room.
My own name is evidence of the strong Viking identity that we've got in Orkney. So my surname's Norcoy, which essentially means North Field.
This Viking past is very much alive today.
Many of the things that are seen as specifically Scottish aren't really so relevant in Orkney.
In the port of Stromness, I meet James Stocken, leader of Orkney Islands Council.
There was no historic tartans here, there was no clans. This was quite a different place in so many ways.
And Orkney's differences, if Scotland ever were to become independent, could deliver an unpleasant surprise for nationalists.
In the event of any further constitutional change, we would have the right to self-determination ourselves.
Scotland itself might have a separatist problem.
Well, indeed, yes, we could remain part of the rest of the UK. We do believe we're unique and we should be looked at slightly differently.
That's just what many nationalists say about being within the UK. For Britain and for Scotland too, these are deeply uncertain times.